Well, Neil, here we are in the depths of winter, but if this is the sort of period of the year when you do a lot of your work now, isn't it? Up and down motorways to Loughborough and helping out with the coaching of the young England bowlers?
Yeah, I'm spending a lot of time down at Loughborough at the moment. I'm working with sort of the next best cabs off the rank. Been doing that for the last 6 years now, and it's very exciting to see the young talent coming through that England's got. There's a lot of special talent coming through at the moment, and a lot of support for the guys that are at the top, hence why the guys at the top are performing the way they are.
And looking at the team now who are out in India, there's quite a few of those lads who were being looked after by you last year, the young Lions.
Yeah, there's a few young men come through the ranks now who I've had the pleasure of working with, Stephen Finn being one of them who's been in and involved the group. Stuart Meeker is in there. And then you look at the Lions side and you've got James Harris, Ben Stokes, Toby Rowland-Jones, Matt Coles. All of those guys I've had the pleasure of working with over the last few years. So it's nice to see that we've got a good success rate going through into the senior squads.
You mentioned new cabs off the rank, perhaps not such a new cab, but one of the lads at Bolton who's got a new contract, Chris Rushworth, had a decent season last season.
Yeah, Rushy did fantastically well, and credit to the lad for working as hard as what he did last year. He broke into the side and he held the place down. Came in there, did the job both in 4 day and 1 day cricket. And from seeing what I've seen this winter, he's working extremely hard on his fitness. And I expect big things again from Rushy this year.
Mm. And with regards to Durham, I mean, finances are tight generally in the world at the moment. You know, county cricket isn't flush with that much money. It's a case now of looking again to what you can create within, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, of course it is. And I think that's one thing that Durham have always managed to do. Got very strong youth sides right from 11s all the way through. And you've just got to look at what's come through in the past from sort of the youth sides of Durham. We've brought in some experienced players in the past to supplement what we've already got. And I think we'll keep doing that. We'll keep bringing in players when we think we need them. But I think the big importance now, like you said, finances are tight. We've got to sort of start developing our own. And we've got some exciting talent in the ranks there. I mean, you've mentioned Rushy, who's done very well. We've got Mark Wood, who broke into the side last year as well. And he's in Australia at the moment and performing well. We've got Paul Coughlin, who's done exceptionally well as well. And there's a lot of young guys coming through who are going to start pushing the first team lads for places in the not too distant future.
Mm. One of them who's already had a career is with us tonight, Steve Harmison. We're here at where it all began for you as well, Anfield Plain, doing a fundraiser this evening, trying to raise money for the next generation of cricketers.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic for Steve. And, I mean, he's been my best mate throughout my career and throughout his. And it's great for him to turn up tonight and do this for me, as well as yourself. And it's, I mean, what we're trying to do here is take the next generation and develop them, like we've just said about the Durham ones. We're trying to do that on a local level. And it's great for me to come back to my local club where it all started, God knows how many years ago. But I'm enjoying myself playing. I've just took the captaincy on for next year as well, so an even bigger role in trying to develop. But we're trying to develop the field. We've just put new facilities in, cricket nets. We've just put a new sort of barbecue area in. And tonight's to help raise money to provide equipment to put into the nets and out on the field.